Hi everyone, welcome once again to the 24-bit podcast, and today we're shooting episode 71. Episode 71, it's special in a kind of way. We hardly look at devices specifically these days, but there's one phone we've been using over the past 2 weeks or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's an interesting device, and it's also not exactly new to us. It's the device we're going to discuss today, and with me, the usual suspects.
Dixon Otieno, techish.com.
And Nick Anali from Tech Trends.
Good. First things first, gentlemen. The phone in question is called what? The Infinix Note 30 BMW edition or the Infinix Note 30 VIP
racing edition? Yeah.
Yes. Infinix Note 30 VIP.
Mm-hmm.
The that's racing edition.
Name. That's a very long name for a smartphone, right?
Fine.
But it's a long Note 30
VIP. And why? Where does the BMW come from? I saw that BMW
the box
M series sports
logo
strip
on the
box. Mm-hmm.
It comes from the fact that Infinix, or rather Transsion, has partnered with BMW Designworks, mm-hmm. a company that's owned by BMW for design.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, something like the way Huawei used to partner with Porsche.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Porsche design.
Yeah, Porsche design. And we had those kinds of phones.
Mm-hmm. This was an Oppo with a... Is an with Oppo
with a... I don't remember the name.
Yeah, those kinds of things.
But it's not the first time Transsion is doing a BMW partnership.
Yeah.
There was a Techno BMW.
Oh, yeah, there's a Spark. There's even a Spark.
There's a Spark BMW. Yeah, remember? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Blue color back. That was Chinese.
That's really nice, actually.
Yeah. Don't remember. It's like Transsion has gotten into this whole business of special edition phones. We had the... There was a Camon that came from that Austrian artist.
Camon Mondrian edition.
Yeah, which they ran under the Camondrian campaign.
Mm.
And then we've had the Man City special editions.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's hard to keep track of all of those. But now, first things first, you've been using this phone.
Yes.
What makes it special to you? Like, where the context here is we also reviewed the Infinix Note 30 VIP, which is the standard version like of the VIP series, because we already had an Infinix Note 30 and then we had a VIP and now we are having this
version of the VIP.
A version of the VIP. So what makes it special compared to what you used earlier?
I think actually the specs are just almost the same.
It's the same phone.
No difference.
Yeah, it's the same phone.
So I think they're just the most unique thing about this phone is just the fact that we have a very interesting leather back, the 3D lighting at the back.
3D leather lighting.
Yeah, 3D looks very nice.
That's what it's called, this thing that...
So at the back of the phone, whenever you're charging or you receive a notification, it lights up.
Even when someone calls you, actually.
Yeah, but the funny thing is you can't see where the display is. If you're looking at the back.
I actually noticed the first time by surprise and was so this is happening. I had no idea. Because when you look, it's just
black. A normal. Yeah, so the difference is the body.
The body.
Yeah. So the phone is the same.
Mm-hmm.
You get the same specs, the same fast charging, the same wireless charging you will get on the normal VIP version is still included. I even thought the wireless charger will have like a new logo or a new look, but it's the same wireless charger.
Mm-hmm.
So all they've changed is the finish. This, what is it called? The shell around the phone and the leather cover at the back.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've added some red or copper look on the camera lenses.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, so that's what that color is red, right?
Yeah. Red, it's copper, whatever, we don't know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And on the Note 30 VIP, did we have the case that was included in the box allowing a charge through wirelessly?
The
unit I had from Infinix then.
Yeah, it just came.
It wasn't boxed or anything. So I have no idea how
but it was a plastic. It was a plastic case, and plastic allows pass through. This is a different case, but now I'm a wake up or Numa to show wireless charging and JBL. But the other one just had sound by JBL at the top, I think.
Nice. And what's your experience? You've tried the fast charging?
I don't have a 50-watt wireless charger. Unfortunately, Infinix did not send that. In the box, you only get a 15-watt wireless charger.
Yeah.
So you can only wireless charge it up to 15 watts, and it's okay. If anyone has a faster wireless charger in Kenya, please call us. I've never seen a faster wireless charger. All my wireless charger have been up to 15 watts. Yeah.
Actually, this Infinix one that I got is the highest one at 15.
Yeah.
Because previously I've had Samsung send me a phone and also include their 15-watt fast charger.
Mm.
But the one that I've been using, the Xiaomi one, I think we all bought at the same time. Mm. And Xiaomi
entered
the Kenyan market a few years. It was what, 4 or 5 years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Should be six.
Mm-hmm.
Like a couple of years back. And that one is a 10-watt fast charger. Mm. Now I've been charging this wirelessly using that charger over the one Infinix supply. You know, there is a, the Infinix one is too slippery. Too slippery. And two, I found that it doesn't work with my watch. Because your normal Samsung Galaxy watch can be charged with any wireless charger. Xiaomi one, just place it, good to go. Place the phone, good to go. It will charge slowly, drip, drip, but if you're leaving the phone
overnight
on your nightstand, that's just fine. Now, I want to hear one or two standout features for you from the racing edition of the Infinix Note 30 VIP.
I personally love the leather finish because even my current phone, I bought a leather case for it.
Mm-hmm.
So having that leather finish is so nice. The problem,
does it age well though?
We don't know. It's just 2 weeks old.
Mm-hmm.
But since BMW have their name on the design, I think it has to age well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love that it's a look that you can't tell there's lighting that appears on the back when there's a notification.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know how they did that. I want a tour of how that's managed. I want the company to sit down with me and explain to me how that tech works, because that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I also just love the big box look. Whenever a phone is big and boxy, you know, it's amazing to hold. It's amazing to use. In a very nice when you pull it out of the pocket.
You know, we are about to talk about another big boxy phone on this podcast. So just hold your thoughts. Soon in an upcoming episode. Nick, top one or two features.
Actually, same thing. I love the leather finish. Actually, I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
The notification appears when someone calls you. I thought only when you were charging until someone called me, like, okay, this actually works. So that the leather finish is one of my favorite things. Then the customization, I love how Infinix are really, let me say, tried.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, if you use previous Infinix devices, you'll know how good this phone looks like, feels like actually using it.
Mm-hmm.
So that, then of course, plus the UI. A big improvement.
Another thing that I've really liked is Infinix is shipping incredible specs.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if there's a company that can boast of the pricing that Infinix is shipping this phone with and say they have 50-watt wireless charging.
Mm-hmm.
Like, which other company can boast of 50-watt wireless charging at this price?
Mm-hmm.
Which other company can boast of 68-watt fast charging and the charger is included in the box at this price?
Mm-hmm.
All that for a phone that's quite okay. So, yeah. The problem with what I was talking about, the lights at the back, is mostly you place your phone with the back on the phone, on the table. So you might not always see the LED lights. But if you place your phone with your screen on the table, you'll see the LED lights.
And you make sure you have shash off. Because when shash is on, you press like this, mute all calls, right?
Yes. So you make sure you remove that feature, ya commute. But then again, Infinix is including a glass protector in the box.
Yeah.
So you can apply the glass protector yourself so that if you're someone who puts the phone face down, it won't get scratches.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. UI, Paul and Elikata UI.
Yeah, I was going to ask a specific question about the software, because everyone from your likes about this device, it's all about the hardware.
Mm.
Specific likes about the software, because for me, that's the number one place I'll start.
Mm-hmm.
You see, for the longest time, we've had iPhone users and their fancy cameras saying you can just open your viewfinder and it will recognize QRS.
Mm.
So in the settings, you can enable this. So that's the default function of the camera built-in. So we've seen Android phone makers include a quick scanner in the quick settings menu.
Mm-hmm.
Infinix allows your camera to just
be the scanner.
Mm-hmm. So the other day I was scanning I was taking a photo for parking ticket, for tracking purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And before I knew it, it had already scanned the thing and had a URL that I could go to pay. So for me, that's like, it's a very usable feature. It's one thing you enable. It's just, I wish they had it on by default. It's not on by default.
Yeah.
So you have to enable it. But once you enable it, you go on with your life and you forget that exists. Then my second feature, favorite feature, is also software enabled. Now, I think with version 10 or 9, Google cracked down on call recorders on Android. So a lot of the call recording apps, almost all of them, Kina ANR, ANR Pro Plus, they all broke. And then a lot of the device makers actually did fork some code from Google's side to enable that. So either they broke that feature or they incorporated, because many now carry Samsung's dialer app. So they incorporated whatever Google gave them. So whatever Google gave them is that thing that when you start recording, it tells
the other person this call is being recorded,
which is very ethical and very nice. But times you just want to record your calls for whatever purpose, you know, the inner mic song queen. Now, this for the customization that Infinix has done, I found, is in the calls, in the dialer app settings, you have an option to have it record all the calls.
Auto record.
Or during a call, you can just go to the call screen and record a call. And it's none of those Google implementations. This is custom to Infinix. So it doesn't alert the other person. So you can be Microsoft, you can be wherever you are. Like, basically, if that is your kind of thing, like, this is good. You see, the Android experience is so standard these days. I like being able to
something pick those, unique.
Yeah, unique things. I'm pretty sure in a future version of the Google camera, we'll have QR codes being automatic and all those things, and everyone will have it. But right now, on this phone, I like that. Two, if you're into recording calls, this is flawless. Like, it's hands-free, and then you get a small toast notification telling you the call that is being needed. Good, those are my software features. So, which are yours?
Infinix has something called, when you are setting up the phone, you'll see, allow phone to identify unknown numbers. I've never tried it, but I've seen it.
It's their implementation. It's the implementation of whatever Google has. If you're using the Google dialer app, which is what you'll find, like, we've been reviewing Oppo phones. We are about to review another Oppo phone. It's the stock app there. So normally when you call a business that's listed, it will pick from Google's direction. But I don't know how Infinix is doing it. It's doing the same. Yesterday, I called NCBA customer care. Just picked a number online.
And it showed you.
And it showed it is NCBA. Yeah. I've not saved that number. So I don't know how Infinix is doing it. Maybe they are borrowing from the same directory. I have no idea, but around the same.
They also have something called X Messages, where you can chat with people who are on X Message on the default message app. And you can switch to SMS if X Message is not up.
So they are RCS something.
RCS. It will be RCS, or it will be something Infinix has done. It recognizes links. Then it recognizes messages from short codes, or rather things like M-Pesa and whatever. They're put separately. Messages from phone numbers are put separately. Yes, I quite like that. But I don't know about where my data goes in such a situation.
Yeah.
The other thing is they have something called Folax, which I don't like. I've never used. And
yeah, Folax is the been around on Infinix devices for a bit
for now. A while.
It's their Ella. Techno calls it Ella.
Infinix calls it Folax.
They're basically their Bixby. Senior.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they pushed it in other markets as having ChatGPT integration, but I've never bothered. My problem.
This one have.
Yes, it should have ChatGPT integration. My problem is this. Infinix does not allow you to disable certain permissions until you open the app. Like, I've just opened the app, so now you can disable camera, Bluetooth, and all that. But to use the system, you have to agree to all the permissions. So you have to allow it to read your SMS, send SMS, read call logs. So about Folax voice assistant is, I don't like the way Infinix has the permissions given to the app by default. So you can't disable the permissions if you go to app settings to disable permissions. And if you want to use the app, you must give it all these permissions. These include access to your SMS, your phone log, your contacts, your microphone, your location, your notifications, your camera, and your Bluetooth. So if you don't give it those permissions, you can't access the app. So I don't know if anyone uses Folax, but that's something I would personally steer clear away from, because I don't find it a good idea to give an app that I don't know or I'm not using permissions that, Like, I need to be able to disable permissions that the app, for an app that's not running. The other thing I like is bloatware this time is quite reduced. And for many of the apps, you can disable or delete them. I'm still pushing for the idea of deleting everything you don't want. Yeah. Like, I don't want Phoenix browser. I should delete it. I shouldn't just disable it. Aha games, Juinini, just, they should be deletable.
Which is deletable though.
Something I've noticed this time around is, Android Auto picks up automatically. Sikukuwa na stress nayo. Other phones, you find Android Auto has issues. Yeah. Here it works okay. Another thing I really love is when you hit install on Play Store. I don't know if you've noticed, the speed installation is very fast.
Because the phone has faster read-write speeds.
So the speed of installation is very fast.
Because we've used the... these phones, quote unquote, made in Kenya, right? Go try installing something from the Play
Store. And you wait.
Yes. Because system resources, of course, are scant. So lower RAM, low processing power, but also very low read write speeds. So when you are writing to the system, it takes forever. Nick, your top software features?
Yeah, same thing. I love how bloatware free that phone is actually. And usually we always complain about how Infinix phones have those annoying notification and everything. But I think this time around, we've seen some very big improvement, as I said earlier. So bloatware free, still on for Luxia. About the permissions, they're just too much, I think.
And you can't disable. If you go to app settings, you can't, like, Palekwa settings kwa Android where you can see what app is accessing what permissions. Hapa unaonanga zote zimekuwa given to the app.
Including reading your call log. Intrusive. So maybe anything should work on something around that. Something, of course, the customizations is one of my favorite things. Then
you can have multi-windows. You can move windows anywhere.
In fact, there's something, they're calling it the magic ring or something.
I wanted to talk about magic ring. So this is the weird thing copied from Apple's Dynamic Island.
Exactly.
So it can show you your charging.
I usually see it come to action when I plug
when
in the phone. And when
the phone call, when you're recording something. It's weird, but the good thing is you can disable.
No, I don't find it annoying. It stays out of the way. Because unlike on Apple, where apps, third-party developers have access to the API and apps can make good use of it, Infinix is restricting it to a few functions. So for me, it stays out of the way. What I find annoying is it's constantly, like, the front-facing camera is constantly awake looking for a scan. So when you are not looking there, you find your phone just keeps on waking up. But not much of a big deal. This thing stays out of the way.
But you can disable it. If you go to settings, intelligent features, you can disable it.
But I mean, it just works. I mean,
by the way, this is one of the things I noticed on this we are talking about the Note 30 VIP Racing Edition. We've talked about it on this podcast, the 030 5G, which we really liked. It did get an update that brought this feature.
I think by the time I had done.
When I was long past done with my review, an update came that enabled
the ring feature. I wanted to talk about what on software. Infinix needs to market the phone a little better. Because if you go to charging, this phone has wireless charging, but it also supports wireless reverse charging. So if you have this phone, you can place your other wireless charger and it will charge the other phone. That is something I learned while using the phone.
For me, it's great. I can just slap my watch on top here.
But it also supports something called pass-through. So if you're gaming, if you go to battery settings, this phone has something called pass-through charge where it will allow you to charge, to use the phone. How do I explain pass-through?
Let's go on.
So if you're using a phone, you're normally using the battery of the phone. The battery of the phone is normally powering up the device. But if you're gaming and you don't want to bring damage to the battery because you're demanding a lot of power from the battery, you can plug in the phone to an outlet and then the battery will be bypassed. So the phone will only run through the socket. So if you plug it out, it will not be...
That keeps your battery safe.
Yes, it keeps your battery safe. So if you go to bypass charging, it will show you when your phone is connected to the original charger, the power supply will bypass the battery to power the phone directly, reducing the phone's heating effects and extending battery life. And you can even choose what threshold bypass should work from. Mm-hmm. So if you want it to work below 50, if you want it to work below 30, mm-hmm. and if you want it to stay at that percentage.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, if your phone is at 70% and you want it to stay at 70% while you're gaming, mm-hmm. you just select it on the settings. Yeah.
Battery life?
I don't have a problem though. I don't know. I mean, it's in Ikea once, but I had not charged it the previous day.
Ah, okay, makes mm-hmm. sense. Yeah, actually, same for me. Mm-hmm. I really can't complain mm-hmm. because it lasted me the entire day. So, mm-hmm. so far, so good.
Yeah, I average 6 hours screen on time.
So. Which mm-hmm. is actually very fair.
Yeah, and it's been uniform because I've been using this as my main phone for 2 weeks now. So, it's been very, very uniform.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. This was the kids mode. I noticed there's a kids
mode. Kids mode. Ukipea yeah. mtoto simu now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Ah.
The other thing is this phone supports 120 hertz refresh rate,
yeah.
but the good thing is Infinix has allowed you to choose. So it supports 60, 90 or 120.
Mine
you can choose
perpetually on 120. 120.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's the first
that's
thing
the
I did.
Full day battery life, 6 hours screen on time I'm getting, and for basically everything.
And you can choose to have it at auto where it chooses the refresh rate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Mm.
Now, here's the question I'm going to ask. To buy or not to buy? And you answer this just before we discuss the pricing. So is it
before
for
we go to buy or not to buy? I tuongelea kamera kidogo. One thing that Infinix and Tecno and these companies are doing that's very funny is mtu akiangalia hii simu at the back will be like, wow, cameras.
Camera. Mm-hmm.
But only one camera here is the camera you're going to use. This is the only camera you're using, the 108 megapixel main camera.
Mm-hmm.
The rest are 2 megapixels. Inaka kubwa ni 2 megapixels. Inaka ndogo ni 2 megapixels. And there's nothing they do for the experience of the phone. So if you're zooming in, it has a 2x zoom by default.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Infinix will argue that this is optical zoom, but it's not optical zoom per se. It's just digital zoom. It crops the 108 megapixel lens to give you a good photo from it. The main camera is okay. The HDR, the handling of backlighting and all that is okay. I love the way it reproduces light. When you're on the 108 megapixel mod, you'll realize that the shutter works so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And like the other phone we had, which had a 200 megapixel photo, anytime you click 200 megapixel, it will take forever to like process the photo. But here, whether you're on default where it beans to, I think it's 12 or mangapi megapixels, or you're on 108 megapixel, the shutter works very fast. They still have the beauty modes, but you can disable them. The video has an ultra stable mode that works and shoots at 1080 at 30 FPS, and it's really good. Even when you're like just using the viewfinder and checking your camera, it still works very well. There's a portrait video mode. So if you're shooting a video, you can click on F and choose the background blur, and it works really well for a phone that is at this price. Yeah. So for the camera experience, I think Infinix has done a good job because...
And you can actually shoot up to 4K, right?
Yeah, you can shoot a 4K. Yeah. Mm. The slow-mo, quite okay, yeah. Mm.
Good. So to buy or not to buy?
Yeah, to buy or not to buy. Dixon has given us even more reasons to add to that pile, but short of it.
It's a limited edition, right? So, of course, you can know, let me just buy this phone because it looks nice and it's fancy, very nice. You know, I'd have a BMW, may have a BMW for. But yeah, to buy, of course.
Will your average BMW owner be enticed by this?
I don't think so.
Yeah, but it's a good phone to buy, actually. Just looking for a nice, fancy phone, you know, with very interesting gimmicks. So, kunyuma, yeah, so.
You've called the features gimmicks.
Okay.
The lighting features.
Because you might use them, you might find them nice, I find them nice, but I never look here for notifications. Yes. But I know where I would, if say I use the reverse wireless charging, and I'm charging my watch and the phone is face down, this and I have it on mute.
Mm.
This is the only way to know,
I know when
someone is calling, when a notification comes in. Yeah. Yeah, around those things.
You know, there are phones at that price point, which I was going to mention earlier, that don't have that wireless charging.
Yeah, there are phones at that
price. We've actually reviewed some of them. If you remember what we said about the Reno 10 previously, when we were comparing it to the 030 5G in terms of value. This is something Transion does very well. They feature pack, like
they pour all the features
in football terms, they say start padding, then they spec pad. Chukua kikapu, weka kila kitu hapo ndani, like basically wireless charging, reverse wireless charging. This has IP53.
Yes, that's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, right. IP53. This is USB Type C. It even keeps the
headphone jack is still present, and you get the headphone in the box. The microphones are good, the speakers are bad. The speakers, me spend easy speakers. I don't know why JBL has
their
name.
I find them just okay.
I don't know why JBL has their name on this.
An 8 of 10.
Mimi spend easy speakers.
You still get a case in the box. It's still JBL RAM 256.
Yes,
onboard storage,
and it's like fast storage.
So they are. And the cameras are very fine.
Yes. And the fingerprints, and the fingerprint scanner is fast. The on display fingerprint scanner.
And the phone itself feels very fast. Yeah. The transitions, everything. The
one unless maybe you're a gamer and you want like very high heavy performance. Yeah. This phone, you will play most games on it without problems, but it'll lag between heavy games. Yeah.
The one thing I noticed that's a difference between this and the standard variant that we reviewed. Is those many notifications that we associate with Inflix appear to have gone on this phone, which tells me they've borrowed a page from the 035G, because that's the number one thing I liked about the 030. It's an Inflix phone without feeling like
Inflix.
You know, you'd have all these talk ups we've talked about, and then they sent a million notifications. Yeah. You don't have this here, even though you still have all those pre-installed apps that Inflix puts on their phones. You can get rid of a number. You have to make do with a number. The reason that to buy or not to buy question came before the pricing is because the pricing for this device is around the same as the standard Note 30 VIP. The Note 30 VIP started at 46K. And this one, depending on where you buy it in Kenya, is between there and 50K. Or slightly above 50. At that price,
for you're getting wireless charging.
You're getting all
fast charging.
But IP for me, 53. The 035G exists and it's a superior phone to this.
But then remember, up on your argument, Yangu, for this phone comes in. This phone, the 030 doesn't have wireless charging. The 030 doesn't include the wireless charger in the box.
Yeah.
This one includes the charger in the box.
But that phone feels so, it's not okay. It's not boxy and like this. It's curvy and all of those
things. And I think the thing that only makes the 030 better is the design. I think the performance is the same.
Yeah.
I think the cameras are the same. So I think this is a superior phone because unless you get the 030 Pro, which I don't think it'll talk at. But yeah, I think this phone is better than the 030 for me. The fast charging, the wireless charging, the IP53, the flat look, and the fact that it is just leather at the back.
Same thing. You know, Kitambo, where we say like, hey, I'm not going to buy an Infinix phone. I'm going to spend EPS to buy an Infinix phone. But right now, actually, when you look at what Infinix is offering us with this device,
They've had like to use street lingo back to back bangers, like
exactly. So
lots of phones that you can easily recommend.
Yeah. So for 50K, trust me, I'll honestly be open to buying one because I mean those feature rich.
I think all of us are using the phone. I think kila mtu
I put it as my main phone just to experience it. I'm already almost past my review window. I'm keeping it until there's another phone that you need to review as a main phone, because it's all good, satisfies my needs. Android Auto works like a charm. It's fine.
Especially the Android Auto part, because other Android phones unaenda unaweka kwa gari alafu haipik. I have a problem kidogo na GPS, but it's not as bad as other phones. Especially there's a Redmi I reviewed that Android Auto maps haikuwa inapata uko wapi. But then something I really like about this phone is 5G. if you put your 5G SIM card on this phone, the 5G speeds on this phone are really good.
And there's that feature they're calling Clever 5G.
Yes, Clever 5G works really well. If you're not in a place where 5G is very good, it will switch to 4G. If you have VoLTE, which Safaricom doesn't, like Safaricom VoLTE switches to 3G when you're making a call. But on this phone, if you're making a call and VoLTE is on Airtel, it will stay on 5G and you'll still make your call because VoLTE will be handling the call and your data will still be running. It works like a charm. Between this phone and the 15 Pro Max iPhone, I find the speeds, 5G Airtel are faster on this than on the 15 Pro Max, which I think goes down to Infinix knowing the bands that work in Kenya better, something of that sort, Yeah, so I would recommend this phone for the amount Infinix is asking.
Nice. Thank you for listening in. This phone, we are still going to pen down our reviews so you can visit our various platforms to read them.
And the good thing is we are keeping this device. So, of course, we're going to be looking for updates. Because I can even see mine as an update, actually, and you just install it.
Okay. I did install mine, an update, like within a week of using this.
What you will not like about this phone is the speakers. They're trash. Sound by JBL, nope. And they don't have Dolby, whatever. What is it called? Dolby Atmos Nanini. When you're playing music, say from Apple Music Nanini, where you
I did see Dolby Kokoa settings, but I don't think it's not Atmos, obviously. Is that the reason why then Infinix did drop this JBL thing in the 030? It's not there. You remember?
Yes.
The 030 has this sound by Infinix or something.
One doesn't sound good. No, it doesn't sound
by
good.
JBL. Flushed.
Yeah. Okay. You can follow us on our platforms for the conclusive reviews for this, but this has been a quick sit down where we shared our thoughts on this device, a walkthrough. You can call it a review as well. Yes. I've been your host, Chenzi Manor. AndroidKenya.com is where you'll find my final thoughts on this device.
Dixon Otieno, techish.com.
And I'm Nick Canali from Tech Trends. And I think the next device we'll be talking about should be the S24 from Samsung. So look forward to that podcast as well.
Bye. Bye.